All right, Astros fans, this is your local H-Town Wheelhouse podcast. On the way into work, that's right, we're going mobile, baby. Just going to talk about some Astros starting out 4-1. What a phenomenal start to the season. Four of our five starters have gone six-plus innings. We are 4-1. Keuchel, although he got five strikeouts, was not able to get the win. He didn't have the support of the bats as well. And you'll see Keuchel get into form his next start. What's beautiful is our number four starter, Gerrit Cole, looked like the ace that we know he is. This is why the Yankees actually went after him and we won the war. Actually, the battle. We won the battle. We're winning the battles because we want to win the war. I'm just so excited, and I know you are as Astros fans, about the way this team is going right now in the way too early season and all the predictions and all the people saying, oh, the Astros are going to win it. Oh, the Astros aren't going to win it. Nobody's repeated in 16 years. It doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter what the talking heads say. Look at what the Astros are doing on the field. Look what they do off the field. Look what they do before and after the game. That's the team we have. Their character will come through on the field. Don't feel like you have to be an apologist for the Houston Astros or a defender of the Astros faithful. You let the Astros do the talking. Go tweet. Start a new account. Get excited. Go buy that gold jersey, baby. Let's keep it going, H-Town. This is the end of segment number one. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Waking up April 3rd. Today is ring ceremony. Tonight, got to get out there, Astros fans. Watch the Astros receive those rings. Then, hey, head out to the ballpark Saturday where they're giving away replica rings. I guarantee the line will be wrapped around Minute Maid probably 10, 15 times. This city is so psyched about this season. You know, when they were unveiling the banner last night, the World Champions 2017 banner, they had a little hang-up or something got snagged on the flag. And ESPN and everybody jumped on it. Oh, look, they can't even unveil the banner. One Rangers fan even tweeted, when we unveil our banner, we can promise it will go smoother. Well, here's a fact, Ranger fan. Hey, man, I respect you. You're in Texas. You know, I like that you got the Texas across your chest, but it should say Arlington. Because the real Texas team is the Houston Astros. That's all there is to it. Houston Astros, we were here first. Y'all used to be the Washington Senators. Your record is nearly identical to ours. You've been to two World Series, so have we. We've won one, you've lost both. So the days of hearing the Rangers fans talk and blah, 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 whatever, let them say it. It's nothing but noise. It's nothing but chatter. It's jealousy. Now, I have to admit, if you were on the other foot, I'd probably be talking some crap as well. But that's not my MO. My MO is not the dog Ranger fan or down Ranger fan. As long as Ranger fan kind of stays in line. See, back in the 90s when the Houston Oilers left Houston, that was rough. Because, man, I had to hear it from every Dallas fan from the DFW area where I went to college. Oh, where's your team? Oh, that's right. They're not in Houston anymore. They're the Titans. You don't even have a football team. I had to hear it. When they won the Super Bowl, and their last one was 1995. Now, Cowboy fan today is a little more reformed, a little more refined, because they've been humbled by their non-playoff winning games. I mean, seasons. And that's fine. Don't let Ranger fan become Cowboy fan. The Mavericks are more likely to win a world title before the Rangers do. The Astros have what's in the making to be a true dynasty. Don't forget, the Astros earned it and they never settle. All right, Astros fans, last segment of the day as we round it off. I just want to say that I mentioned this on Twitter. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse, H-Town underscore Wheelhouse on Twitter. And let me just tell you this. I think the MVP of this team, of course, many Astros fans know this. People in Houston involved with baseball know this. But outside of the Astros organization, unless you're a Peter Gammons or Buster Olney or someone like that who may know a thing or two about the inner workings of a club, the real MVP isn't even a player. The real MVP on this team has got to be credited with the one who is in charge of the pitching staff, Brent Strom. Brent Strom has been an absolute animal. And if you just Google and look up what Dallas Keuchel has to say about Brent Strom, what Justin Verlander has already said about Brent Strom, he's turned these guys. Of course, Verlander was a great pitcher before he got here. Keuchel was marginal at best. Brent Strom helped this young man become the pitcher he is. Charlie Morton's seen the most success he's seen in his career. When Colin McHugh came on and he was playing a starting role, he was pitching out of his mind. Brad Peacock, 13-2 last year. Lance McCullers Jr. This pitching staff, and they know it. It's not something that I'm informing them like, oh, we didn't realize he was a big help. But Brent Strom really is the MVP of this team. Brent Strom is the driving force behind that pitching staff. The strategy, the coaching, that is one guy that I would love to interview. You know, everybody I'm sure would want to interview Altuve, Springer, Bregman, you know, the big names. Reed Ryan, Jim Crane. Me, my goal this year is to get one-on-one with Brent Strom. Just talk to him about what he's done to get these pitchers in the right mentality. How does he get them to focus? What are two or three key attributes of their pitching that he focuses on? And why does he think that what he's done with them has been so successful? And I can tell you, for the most part, success in coaching comes when players listen and then they actually do what they're coached to do. And that's the beauty of being a professional coach. You got guys with the skill set. Sometimes you just got to fine tune, and that's what he's done. So, hey, that's it. I'm out, folks. Thanks for listening to H-Town Wheelhouse. We'll see you on the flip-flop in episode 4.